Joining me for this month's book club is Sylvia Kent and our guest, Randall Smith. Now, Sylvia is a multi-published author, journalist and president of Brentwood Writer Circles. She's going to be talking about local writing groups, a splash of apple wine, and then giving us 30 seconds of history. So very good morning.
Good morning.
Looking beautiful in red, as always.
Oh, thank you.
Very smart, my guests in the studio today. I wish I had more of you looking on the TikTok feed and then you could see them. Randall Smith is a strategic thinker and community leader with over 25 years experience in policy research and equity work. He leads major anti-poverty programs and is now the director, this is exciting, of Brentwood's International Cultural Festival. He's also published academic work and he's here to talk about that and creative writing and also a bit about AI as well. So it's lovely to have you in the studio.
Oh, thank you.
And you have worked, we have to say, on the BBC, so I'm feeling very under pressure at the moment.
Oh, it was a very small role. Oh, I wasn't in charge. I was the assistant producer on late night shows. I guess my on a late night show. It was a part-time role that I did when I was doing my doctoral thesis. And I guess the moment that, was when we were watching the news on Channel 4 in the BBC studio, and the first Iraq war began. Yeah. And I nearly put the story through to the DJ, and the producer just went nuts because there's, of course, a whole protocol about when and who can say things on BBC, because at that time, CNN, it was a competition between CNN and BBC. CNN was first the story, and BBC was you get the story right. And so it has to go through a whole hierarchy at BBC before something like that could be announced.
Yeah, if you've ever been on to BBC Essex is lovely, actually, up in Chelmsford, and I've been on there before as a guest for music, and it's quite good because they have the producers there, and you can't even have a time to go, oh, so what are you up to the weekend, before the producer is in and you are out into the car park. It's very, very fast. It's very fast. So if you're going there, make sure you get all your pictures done before you actually go in to the studio, because then you end up in a random car park outside.
That's right. And there are loads and loads of different places you go. I got lost in there, actually.
Yes.
I couldn't get out of the place to get on my bus.
Now, we're going to start off with yourself, Sylvia. So let's talk about apple wine.
Oh, I thought you hadn't seen that little note.
I had seen the apple
you
wine.
You asked for what we did, or what we used to do, and I was an avid winemaker, only because I had 40 pounds of apples. What do you do with 40 pounds of apples? So someone said, make wine. So I did. And I kept going and going, as I do with things. And that really led me into winemaking, because I wrote about making apple wine for the Lady magazine some 30-odd years ago. And then we all started from that, really. I wrote about wine and then went to tastings, and people sent me to places. And, yeah, we had a lovely wine club in Brentwood all those years ago, 40 years ago. It's a lovely hobby, but a bit messy. Mm. And you need more than the small kitchen I've got. So, so that was lovely.
And unfortunately for us, there's no samples in the studio, Randall. No. So I'm a little bit disappointed, because sometimes she comes in with Piccalilli and wine and all sorts of things.
Yes.
So I'm disappointed in you today.
Essex preserves.
Exactly. So what's been going on with the Brentwood Writers?
Well, we have, we've been going 84 years. I'm very pleased that Randall has joined us. And we meet, as you know, every month. First visit is free. And there's a super website that you can look at to see what we're doing the coming week or coming month. And, we've had competitions. Read out our work. Randall did this not so long ago. Excellent essay. It sounds posh, doesn't it? Essay. But, you know, a lot of it is essay, short stories and spooky things, you know. But, yeah, it's a good crowd and we love people coming to see what we're up to.
Billericay Readers, what books are you reading at the
moment? I had to write this down. We've got two. Every month we have two books which are offered. A very good system. I love Essex County Council's library system, particularly as they're now sending a batch of my last book into Brentwood. So that should be there by now. We can talk about that. But at the moment, I'll be reading Tara Westover's book called Educated, and that's all how to get your PhD right from scratch. How about that? No, we know it's not simple. But anyway, yes, I'll be reading that, and The Overstory by Richard Powers. That's what some of the others are reading. Society of Women Writers. We've been busy in London, but some of our team go to Swanwick, which is a residential annual place in Derbyshire, and it's fantastic. I'd love to go, but it's too expensive for me. It started off at something like £6.50 when it started about 60 years ago. But now, of course, it's very expensive, but worth going. Mm-hmm. If you're really keen on writing and meeting authors, and 6 days there, it's lovely.
So. We need to set up a GoFundMe page for Sylvia.
It's a long way. It's a long way to go as well. You stay there, say, for nearly a week, but it's worthwhile. And that's what the members of SWWJ have been doing this last week. But in the meantime, we've got lots of things coming up. Look at our website, and it's all there, same as the Brentwood team.